school, there was an assault call that Charlie District officers responded to. It occurred in the pavilion. I think that was widely seen on some social media posts. A 15-year-old Buffalo student was assaulted by numerous individuals in the pavilion. Charlie District officers responded to an assault call. They were able to get there pretty quickly and had to call an ambulance. The victim was unconscious, was transported to Women and Children's Hospital by AMR. Detectives immediately began an investigation. They got engaged, and later on that evening, they met with the mother of the student victim at the hospital. Were able to obtain more information. Yesterday was a very active day for our detectives and our officers. The detectives put in a significant amount of work. They took a large number of statements. They acquired a decent amount of video, and they spent the entire day going through statements, going through video, and they were able to hone in on numerous suspects, three in particular. While they were working this case, they engaged with the district attorney's office, who had worked side by side with our detectives every step of the way on this investigation. Buffalo Public Schools were also very instrumental in helping to provide some information as well as guide us in a direction on some of these individuals. We were able to take one individual into custody yesterday in the early evening hours. A 16-year-old Buffalo male was taken into custody by Charlie District detectives and officers and was charged with gang assault in the first degree. We are still looking for two other individuals. There are two 17-year-olds. One was supposed to turn himself in this morning and failed to do so. We know that the mother is cooperating and attempting to get her son to turn himself in and has been unsuccessful at this point. There's another 17-year-old that is also being sought. We've been unable to locate this individual. The family had been uncooperative up to this point. We are now hearing information that the family is trying to get that individual to turn himself in, and we encourage that cooperation to get that individual to turn himself in. And if any of the two suspects that are remaining out there see this, somehow this message gets posted to them, we will find you. We are going to charge you. We will find you. We want you to turn yourself in. That is the safest resolution for everybody. Turn yourself in. You can go to Charlie District Station at Ferry Fillmore or any police station, any police officer, but we encourage you to turn yourself in. We want a safe resolution to this case. All of the defendants and the victim are all members of the East High School community. I know that's a question that has come up, but they all part of the East High School community. There was an incident that occurred earlier in the day in school. However, we have no information at this point that any physical confrontation occurred in the school. While they were at the pavilion area at MLK Park is what led to the assault that occurred. It was a continuation of what had occurred earlier. I'm not going to get into the motive or what specifically was the issue that occurred in school and occurred after school. We're going to leave that for the court documentation. But there was an incident that nothing physical that did spark at least the initial onset of this that led to the assault. We have received a significant amount of cooperation from members of the community. This has been very helpful. When you have an individual that has been assaulted to the extent that this 15-year-old has been, there is absolutely no place in our society for this, and there is in particular no place in our society to not cooperate and or cover up for what occurred here. We have received a significant amount of cooperation, and we are very pleased to report that, and that got us into a position that we were able to identify three suspects rather quickly. So or at least identify them to prepare for arrest. As I said, we were able to make one arrest, still searching for the other two. The last update that we have on the victim was that he was at Women and Children's Hospital, still in the intensive care unit. If that has changed at this point, the last update I got that he was still in the intensive care unit. He has significant injuries, including a brain bleed, two broken clavicles, and there's possible spinal injuries, to name a few. So they are rather significant. He was knocked unconscious at the time of the assault. All the defendants, when they are all taken into custody, they will be charged as adolescent offenders. It'll be up to the district attorney's office how that proceeds. I have spoken with the district attorney himself, Michael Kane, on this case. I know that they, again, have been working side by side with our detectives. They will move forward on that case as the law allows and as the law permits. But they all will be similarly charged with gang assault in the first degree, which is when an individual, a suspect, is aided by two or more persons with the intent to cause serious physical injury, and you do cause serious physical injury. That is the definition of gang assault in the first degree. So with that, I'll take any questions at this point.
Commissioner, the two other suspects you're looking to get in touch with, are they also men? Are they males?
17-year-old males, yes.
Okay,
at this point, I'm not going to identify them. We are still working through numerous avenues. Our detectives are to locate them. If it gets to the point that we do have to identify them, and there are variances in the law on identifying adolescent offenders or juveniles, and then after the arrest, then we have to redact that and pull that back. I know that's kind of tough to pull back, but if we have to identify them for public safety, for the greater public good, then we will do that. But right now, we're still working through our investigative avenues.
Is there a chance for more arrests? I mean, we saw the video, but there's a lot of people there. I mean, if you're able to identify others in that video,
so right now we feel comfortable with three arrests. If something were to change, then we would certainly look at that. But as I said, there has been a significant amount of cooperation. We've gotten numerous views of various videos that were taken at the time, and our detectives spent a considerable amount of time going through all of that video. So right now we're confident with the three arrests that we are looking to make. One made, two more to go.
Commissioner, you said the mother of the 17-year-old who is cooperating
Yes.
I mean, aren't those words troubling? She's trying to locate her 17-year-old to bring in?
You know, I don't know the dynamic there, but I think we're all keenly aware that there are troubled juveniles out there, troubled adolescent offenders, to stick with the legal terms, but, youth. And we know that there are parents that try and have to rely on the legal system at times and just cannot control their children. Unfortunately, some of them get caught up in the street life. That doesn't mean that we don't have parents that are trying. We also know that we have parents that are, not engaged and are not very helpful. I'm not saying that in this case. We know that the mother has been helpful, and she has been trying to encourage her son to turn himself in. I don't believe she's been able to get contact with him. So in this particular case, I'm not going to throw any definition on what's going on in the family dynamic, but it is helpful and encouraging to know that the mother is trying to get that individual to turn herself in. On the other side, the other individual, we were not getting cooperation. It has just come to my attention that they are now, someone in the family is trying to get that family member to turn himself in, and I hope that that continues on and they do help locate that individual and bring him in. That, again, is the safest resolution for everybody.
Commissioner, in light of this incident, a lot of parents are speaking out about student safety at Buffalo Public Schools. Is the police department working with Buffalo Public Schools further to enhance student safety in public schools?
We work every single day. As you know, we have a dedicated school resource team led by a chief, a lieutenant, numerous officers. And they are in and around and engaging schools, students, and the community outside of schools. They really go above and beyond with what they do. Our SROs are not there to provide a traditional police presence where they're looking to make arrests and they're looking to be a security presence. Our school resource officers are specifically trained to engage and build relationships with students and also the teachers. They will make arrests when necessary, but that is not their primary focus. They do a lot of things on the outside where they're doing custom notifications, they're visiting students, they're visiting parents, they're visiting other family members to try to break down some barriers and try to lead to, whether it be counseling services, other avenues. You'll see them at sporting events, you'll see them at restorative justice events where they're trying to, work out and broker resolutions on different cases. Anything to avoid an arrest. There are situations where you have juveniles, you have students that absolutely need to be arrested, but there are also other avenues where we would really like to try to get some services and some help and try to, break down some barriers to avoid that arrest and try to fix the problem going forward. So our school resource officers are very highly trained. They participate on a national level, attend national annual conferences to learn the best practices, and they are engaged with the school leadership. And I talk to the superintendent probably more than both of us would like. We talk quite frequently. We've been talking about this case, and we work very well together on trying to resolve issues.
With the kid being, with a 17-year-old's gang assault, first degree, very serious charge, the victim is in severe condition. Are we looking at trying them as adults?
That is not a question for me. Unfortunately, the district attorney couldn't make it. We had a kind of a short turnaround on getting this press conference going. But that's something that the DA's office will have to handle in court. That really gets outside of my lane on how that will be handled.
How were the police notified of this? I mean, was it one of the kids that called? How long was the victim laying there?
There was a 911 call that went out from the scene. I won't get into who the caller was. I don't want to identify a caller. And our officers got that call and responded right away.
One more. Commissioner, we've been at press conferences now in the past few years. I mean, students in Buffalo, there's been violent and disturbing situations. Like, you drive downtown, people are out of school, they're just fighting, they're doing different things. I mean, what is the message to students out there? I mean, this is a serious, serious incident. And it feels like it just keeps happening.
This particular incident obviously is very serious. We have very serious physical injuries in this particular case. I think if you look at schools across the country, going back to when I was in school, kids are going to fight. We know that. You see kids around downtown and you see large amounts of kids, and it can be concerning to some people. Sometimes you do get fights. They don't rise to this level. It is, I'll say, more on the rare side to have an injury, an assault of this nature. We have numerous officers every day after school that are in the downtown corridor as a presence, to break things up, to keep kids moving along. This isn't just a Buffalo problem. We see schools across the country that have, issues with fights, and sometimes other issues occur. So, there's a lot of things that are available to kids without kind of getting into the school side of things. There's sports, there's other after school projects, there's other things that they can get involved in, and that's what we encourage. Keep kids involved. The more free time that our youth has on their hands, the more apt they are to get in trouble, and we try to keep them engaged as much as possible. All right, thank you.